Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 15 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, the 1st of October 2018. Oh. It's Q4.
Oh, it's October already. I can't believe it.
Well, time always passes.
Yes, but it has gone by so fast. The summer has just like disappeared.
No, the summer was so slow.
Well, when I look back on it,
it seemed never ending and so hot. And then I said, I can never imagine that I will ever be cold again. And now I'm sitting here in my booties and my fleece, because it's the 1st of October.
Yes, this is true. The temperature is slightly different than this summer.
For me, the summer was not fast at all.
I don't know. It seems
like it's hindsight.
Yeah, everything went by so fast.
But that's time, because when you look back at the year, it's hard to imagine that it's the 1st of October.
I know.
But when you look back at the summer, I'm so happy it's the 1st of October.
Also, I'm slightly older, so time does seem to go by faster for me than it does for you.
Yeah, there will always be a problem between us.
The age gap.
Yes, our age gap. Our age gap romance.
Our three-year age gap, which is huge. Seems insurmountable sometimes.
That's true. That's always going to be an issue as well.
Yes.
I wouldn't count on that ever getting any better.
No, probably not.
So, how was your week?
Not very good. I've been ill for, almost the past week.
Really. I know.
Okay, if you hear noises, it's the cat.
The cat is scratching the boxes. We have some boxes for our move.
Dolly, stop. sorry.
That's not going to help if you just say stop her. She is a cat.
I know.
Dolly, stop it. Now I'm doing the same.
Yes, you are. So yeah, I might sound a bit congested and you might hear some very loud coughing occasionally, but that's because I haven't fully recovered yet. But it's better. I am feeling better than I was last week on Wednesday and Thursday. I was almost at death's door.
That's what you said, because we had to go somewhere and I said, well, I have to call my mom and tell her we can't come. And you say, well, you just tell her that I'm at death's door. Like, you're not going to die, eh?
No, but I felt really, really bad.
No, I know you felt bad. I'm glad you feel a bit better.
I had
better.
A fever and everything. Oh. Yeah. I'm feeling slightly better, but still a bit, still coughing a bit. So yeah. I'm sure it'll pass in a few days.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's been, because of this, it's been a bit of a subdued weekend.
Yes, I haven't done that much work.
No, you were on sick leave.
I was on sick leave.
Where is your doctor's note, though?
Yeah, I'll have to fudge one.
Get one from the cat.
Yes. So, this week we worked, despite being sick, I did do a little bit of work. Because you have a book coming out next week.
I do, my short story collection of 28 short stories called In the Arms of a Woman.
Yes, it's 100,000 words, 340 pages in print.
I know, it's much longer than anything I've ever written. But yeah, these were written over the course of 6 years, so,
Yeah.
It adds up, huh?
It does add up.
I wrote quite a few back in the day.
Yeah, well, 28.
Yeah, I hardly ever write any anymore now, so I thought it was a good idea. Actually, I stole the idea from...
Jay!
Dolly! The cat, I don't know.
She's acting up.
She's really acting up. She wants to play. Oh, she wants to play all the time.
Our ruler wants us to play with her.
Oh, it's because we're home too much and she knows we're here and she just wants the attention.
Yes.
It's time for her to go away again.
Sometimes she's worse than a little child.
Oh, well, she's going away on Friday.
Yes.
Until we move.
Yes.
So we're taking her to her granny so she can avoid the stress of moving.
Yeah, so we'll be without Kat for about 2 weeks.
It's going to be awful.
I'll finally get a full night's sleep. I hope.
This is the difference between us. I don't know what I'm going to do without my cat.
Yes, well, for me it'll be a holiday.
My morning routine will be disturbed.
Anyway, so this short story collection should be out at the end of next week.
On the 11th of October it comes out.
Yes.
In ebook, paperback, who knows, because KDP print.
They take a long time to send proof.
It's guesswork.
So, yeah, but it'll be out in ebook for sure.
And it's very hot. I mean, it's just like extremely hot.
Yeah. Apart from one, these are all erotic stories.
Very erotic.
Yes. So
it might get a bit repetitive, actually.
Yeah, maybe not to be read in one sitting.
No, it's like, you know, well, a month is not 28 days, but, you know, you can read one every day and then you're good for almost a month.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah, no, that's fine. Maybe people should try and do that.
Yeah.
One story a day.
Yeah.
Keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, especially one of those.
Indeed. In other news, we are rushing to get Pingbean 9 ready.
We are doing a simultaneous second and third draft of Pingbean 9. It's a bit of a madhouse. This week is a bit crazy because, you know, once in a while there's a week where everything comes together.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm writing in the morning, rushing to get this book ready for release, and then this Pingbean needs to go to the editor on Friday. Like, that is a hard deadline.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's no choice. We need to knuckle down.
Yes. Well, I was supposed to work some more on it last week, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, you were supposed to add some chapters and stuff, but I guess that's not going to happen now.
Well, they're still this week.
Yeah.
You know, don't despair.
No, but you know, my default mode is desperation.
And that's the title of the podcast.
I wish it wasn't true, but it's true.
Yeah. But we'll get it sorted. It'll be done.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, well, I'm doing my co-write with T.B. Markinson, but, you know, maybe I will talk about that later. Talk about that a little bit more later.
Yeah.
On a later podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I made a note about Abby Creighton in my notes. Because last week, for some reason, I Googled Abby Creighton and I was...
The audiobook narrator, Abby Creighton,
for people who don't know. She narrates French Kissing.
And many other lesfic books. She's very popular with lesfic audiobook listeners.
Yes, it's because I decided that French Kissing 5 will be the first book I write in 2019.
Mm-hmm. So you looked her up on Google?
Yeah, I'd never done so before. She's so hot. Because then I was listening to this interview on the Creative Pen with J.A. Huss, who is now co-writing with the narrator of her audiobooks, this guy she met purely because he was narrating her audiobooks. And now, you know, they're writing together. So I'm waiting to hear from Abby Crane.
But it did make you... try to listen to French Kissing in audio again.
Unsuccessfully, because as I'm going to go for my walk, so I had two flight stairs down to go outside. By the time I was at the front door, so only two flights of stairs, I said no. Already I knew I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's strange because it's really good. You should definitely try some more.
I just cannot do it.
Yeah, but is it the fact that it's your words or is it, I don't know, what is it that prevents you from listening?
Definitely, that is the main reason I can't listen. But I said, well, Abby Creighton, she's so hot, surely I must want to listen to her voice. But it didn't translate that way in my ears. I don't know, it didn't work, but I should try again.
You should give it a little bit more than just like two flights of stairs down.
Yeah.
You might just, because, I mean, if you start at the beginning, you wrote French Kissing Season 1 so long ago, it must almost seem like it's not your words. Almost like discovering a new book or rediscovering an old favorite.
If only it was like that. I don't know. I'm just so precious.
Maybe.
Maybe one day. Next time I go for a walk, I'll try again.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
But there's always so many podcasts to listen to. And we haven't listened to our favorite podcast, Fia and Jane, in a while.
I know, we haven't taken the car in a while.
And now... Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. So, yes, we have something to say about television.
Yes.
Well, because, you know, you were sick.
Yes.
We watched
a lot of television.
Yeah, even more than usual. So we caught up on all the BBC dramas, which are all so good.
Yeah, there are so many good ones.
Well, we've already talked about Bodyguard, which was actually, now that I've seen all the others, definitely not
as good.
The best. The best one for me definitely is Press, about the rivaling newspapers. I find it very interesting, and I think the main character, the actress who plays her, she is so good. Because usually I hate these young actresses. I mean, younger than me. But she's not even that much younger than me. I don't know. They just get on my tits because I just want to see cougars. I say, oh, all these young actresses are taking the parts of the older women. But she is so good. So I'm really enjoying that.
And the show's real fun. I guess it's papers that you could compare to The Guardian and The Daily Mail, you know, competing against each other. And it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
And the other, anything else about Press?
No, it's because I studied journalism that I find it extra interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But I never wanted to be a journalist because to be a journalist, you know, you need to interview people. And then first, before you interview them, especially back in the day when I was studying, you had to call them up. But I don't like calling people up. But once it was an assignment in school, and we had to interview someone. I said, oh, shit, what am I going to do? So I sent a fax.
Fax!
But the woman who was actually the spouse of our Minister of Justice at the time, or I think maybe he just resigned, I don't know. But I faxed her, and she faxed me back.
You communicated by fax?
Yes. So some people who are listening to this, they won't even know what that is.
A fax, it was a bit like an email, but that you sent over the, you know, through a machine, and then it came out through from another machine at the, you know, in the office of the person that you sent the fax to, printed out.
But also, I didn't have a fax, so how did I do that?
Well, maybe you sent it from the university, or...
No. There were these programs online where you could pretend to fax email or something. Anyway, that saved me. That probably was one of the reasons I actually got my degree. But then, like, we often had to write these articles and go out and I don't know.
Talk to people,
but I never did. I just made it up. But it didn't make any difference to my teachers because they don't know I was making it up and I got my degree.
Let's hope they're not listening. They might, you know, pull...
Well, what are they going to do now?
Cancel
your degree?
Yeah, take your degree
away. They can have it. I don't need it. I don't need my degree. Anyway, it's so much more fun to make something up than, you know, because I'm much more of a fiction writer than I am a journalist.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Anyway, we've gone off topic a bit.
Yes.
The other show that is really good is Wanderlust, which is about this middle-aged couple who embark on an open relationship.
Yes, it's the star is Toni Collette, who's great, the guy who plays her husband.
It's always the case. Well, they never find adequate males to play the male parts in any of these shows. But that's because I'm a lesbian and I'm extra harsh on males.
I think he's actually well cast because he does, I mean, I think he's quite suited to the part.
Well, I don't know. Why would they be married?
Well, I mean, maybe when he was younger, he was less of a wet blanket.
Well, it's also his face, but also for me personally, he reminds me of an ex-colleague. And
Okay. Anyway, the show is really quite interesting because their sex life is dwindling and they decide that they both can go out and, you know, explore other options but still stay together and stay married.
And they have a lesbian daughter.
They do.
Who has her eye on the neighbor and there is some...
Don't spoil it.
No, sorry. But I think I've already spoiled it. But also, when you watch the first episode, you will know.
Yes.
So I don't think, I mean, it's maybe a tiny spoiler, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, in the first episode?
Yeah, when she arrives with the
cannoli.
Cannoli.
Yes, that's true.
So, and then we saw, right, because they exchange a glance.
Yes. Anyway, Wanderlust, very entertaining show.
Yeah.
It's still ongoing on the BBC at the moment.
Yes.
So, what else? I think that's enough television talk.
Yeah. Because this week I'm trying to watch less television because I thought this would never happen, but I feel like I'm all washed out. I feel like I've seen all the television that's worth seeing, except for ongoing shows, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to watch a lot less television this week, maybe get some more stuff done.
Well, we do have a lot of work to do this week, so maybe it's a good week to try and watch less television and do more work.
Yeah, I also need to take apart my cross trainer.
Yes.
Before we move. Yeah,
we need to start packing for the move.
We have some boxes.
We do.
We can start filling them.
Yes. Oh, that's daunting.
It's not that daunting. It's much less daunting than before because we don't have that much stuff.
Well, but I think we don't have that much stuff, but then I look around and I say, oh my God, we have so much more stuff than I thought we had. So
I bought too many trinkets.
Well, yeah, and we have, you know, there's our kitchen. We started with, you know, 6 plates and 6 glasses and that, and now we got all these new beer glasses and all these wine glasses and champagne glasses and extra plates and, you know, extra cutlery and all the kitchen stuff and new kitchen appliance.
But do you know what this means? We are such victims of the consumer society.
I know.
It's really crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's true, but yeah, so
once we move into our new house, we will consume less. And the furniture we buy will be secondhand.
Well, we will try.
Most of it.
We'll try and buy most of it secondhand. You know, upcycling and recycling and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to say? I can feel my throat is starting to get a bit itchy from all the talking.
Well, I don't know. How long have we been talking?
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I thought you said that's enough about television, but is it enough for the podcast?
Well, do you have anything else to say?
No, I put in a note we can keep it short because of illness.
Well.
Okay, so let's keep it short.
Yes.
I feel like we have not reached completion, though. There's a nagging feeling in the back of my head, like, oh.
Well, have a quick think about what it is that you want to say to complete.
Well, no, I don't know. No. Nothing.
Okay. Well, so thank you for listening, and I
thank you.
You tune in again next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think it maybe it's because you were not at the top of your game because of illness.
Maybe that's it.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.